Welcome to your podcast for Friday, March the 2nd, 2018. I've entitled this From Thought to No Thought. What is a thought? Why do we have them? Thoughts are merely reactions. Reactions that occur due to the impulse of emotionality. The state of my emotions will determine the quality of my thoughts. Now, in traditional psychology, it is the other way around. But I do not agree with them. If you look up the definition of the word thought, it means an idea or an opinion produced by thinking or occurring suddenly in the mind. Well, that's not much of a definition, is it? But that's the way most people think of their minds. They're filled with junk, opinions, speculation, judgments, fears, that are all there for one purpose and one purpose alone, and that is to unite us with our genetics, so those genetics can somehow figure out the DNA, how to survive. The mind exists only in desiring. If you understand this, it will help your meditations along. You will begin to see meditation from a different perspective. The mind exists in wanting, desiring. Look at all of your thoughts. They're about something about wanting and desiring. Something about trying to get things organized or made in the way you want them made and organized. That is the sole purpose of thinking. But in doing so, you and I are missing the most valuable aspect of mind, and that is something that we call in Zen a no mind. A mind not considering, fussing, in conflict with other thoughts, with its own thoughts. We have conflict with our thinking, and the only way we resolve that conflict in our thinking is through emotionality. Whatever is the strongest emotion will win out. So you start off with a mind that is very, very confident in some idea you have that an emotion has told you you must answer, fulfill, address in your life. And then as you start to think about it, all the fear enters in. What if we can't? What if this doesn't happen? What if that doesn't happen? And all of a sudden now, the quality of our thoughts has changed. And we're living in a different manner, in a different way. We live in this kind of small mind. This might help you. The mullah, he was a beautiful man. He was complaining of seeing striped camels whenever he tried to sleep at night. He was complaining about this to a friend. His friend said, "Have you ever seen a psychiatrist about this?" "No, never," he said. "I just see striped camels." Small mind takes everything literally. Small mind does not understand the bigger picture. And we operate out of small mind. We have a get-her-done mentality, and the get-her-done mentality is the one where we go out into the world and try to get things done according to the logic and reasoning of our thoughts and what they depict as our responsibility, our necessities, the things we must do. But in all of this, we miss the authentic meaning of our life. There are certain things that are very, very important that can't be thought. The meaning of your life being one of the major ones. When a mind exists in desiring, it can't leave you without desire. There has to be some more desire, more fulfillment The mind picks away at you, taunts you. This isn't good enough. Just when you thought you had something that was good enough, now you realize, well, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. So you go from thing to thing to thing, trying to find what's good enough in order to make you happy. In meditation, the fruits of meditation is to be able to live with a mind that has no thoughts. You see, if you and I are without desire at any given moment, the mind as it operates now ceases to operate. It, quote unquote, dies immediately. And that's the whole secret to meditation. When you are meditating, you are not thinking. If you are thinking, it is because the ego, the mind, does not want you to ever consider the idea of not thinking, of not having a thought in your head, of not having desire, ambition, pride, some sort of vanity, a sense of right and wrong, good or bad. It wants you to have all of these things so you can have confrontations with people, so you can have difficulty with people, and mainly with ourselves. Oh, you were wrong about this. This is the way it is. Da 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 da. And before you know it, your whole life is eaten up by this confrontation of wanting things to be the way you and I want things. When does it end? Where does it end? Does it ever end? For most people, it does not end. Meditation is not difficult. It is going from thought to no thought. It is going from thoughts about right and wrong and good and bad and being passive about those in your meditation. Before you begin your meditation, practice just being passive about your thoughts, about anything that your mind's going to bring to you. Remember, the mind exists in only desiring. It wants to create conflict in you. If it has conflict, then it feeds the ego, the persona of me, and makes the Gregory more and more strong, vital, important. Then Gregory thinks whatever Gregory thinks is important, and it's not. Gregory just wants to think it's important. But what is truly important, what is truly essential, is the process of meditation where for a moment or two, we enter into that pause, that gap between the spaces of our thoughts, where we are no longer fighting with our ego, where we are no longer fighting to survive, as it were, and to have the things that we believe are very important. We want to live our life in accordance with the way of the heart. The heart has no desire. If you've ever touched authentic love, you will understand the heart has no desire at all. The heart is the fulfillment of the heart. It needs no thought. It is predicated on no assumptions, no philosophies. It is simply the heart. And it manifests itself in our life in accordance with our compassion and our mercy. If there is compassion and mercy, there is the chance for great change in our life. Don't be seduced by your thinking. Don't allow genetic thinking to override your meditation, your no mind. What would it be like to think without thoughts? That is the question. To be able to think without thoughts is to resolve every issue in my life, because you will see the bigger picture of what life is really all about. I hope you take the time to watch the video cast on knowledge to wisdom. It's a very important one. And please read your commentary. It's very important. please forgive me. Namaste.